eh? Good to see you, Brother Terry. All right, then, brother. I thought I was going to have to come and see about you. Good to see you today. I'm going to come back here. That's what it is, ain't it? Good to see you, my brother. Okay, good to see you. All right, let's go ahead and begin today. James chapter 1. All right. All right, James chapter 1 this morning is where we are. And I hope you have done what we did talk about the other day. Last Lord's Day in review. Sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord and all that teach and admonish. That is that we sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding that we may have what? Joy, right? And I gave you that sheet. I'm not going to ask to see it, but I know you have done it as we understand what is acceptable worship. Okay, so we're going to go with that. I had to give you that. James chapter 1, here we go. Verse 12, again, and this is a sad thing, verse 7, amen. And no Christian should ever fall into this quagmire. That is, for that not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, because he's double-minded and that he is wavering. It should not be that we should be double-minded or be wavering, that if he does waver like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Okay, we talked about that. Look at verse 3, and I keep reiterating that. Verse 4, these are things that you may want. You want to be perfect, entire, and want nothing in relationship to my brother and count our joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Verse 11, I want you to underline that word, his ways. The reason why a person is double-minded, the reason why a person have that spirit, that some of you woke up this morning, I hope you didn't, say, well, I don't know what I'm going or not. You got to make a decision on the Lord day where you're going to come to worship God in spirit and in truth. It's time for examination, amen. Because this is the Lord's day, amen. There's no day, no hour. I don't care where it may be, it's more important than the Lord's day. So it's not his way, it's God's way, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. But look at verse 12. Blessed is that man that endureth temptation. See, endure temptation, for when he is tried, when he is proved, and when you are tested, he shall receive the crown of life, which could be twofold. Crown fold could be John 10:10. I came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. It's just good Christian blessings, amen, that we receive by being Christians, amen, because we are perfect, that we entire, that we want nothing, amen. Just being a Christian, whatever state you find yourself in, just being content, amen. It could be that, amen. That's just the joy of just being a child of God. You know, people just don't know how blessed we are to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. I mean, why would you want to add to God's word? Why do you want to your way versus God's way? To be able to miss out on the blessings that we get for being a child of God. Amen. And like the man asked me the other day, Brother Hampton, he said, you still preaching hard over there? He said, I thought you had got tired by now. Well, how can you get tired with truth? Amen. How can you get tired with what God bless us with? Peace of mind, amen. A happy home, amen. It only comes about because of God's word, amen. That we have twain together, that we're not unequally yoked, amen. That we're on the same wavelength, amen. Because of the power of the word of God. So that crown of life could be just happy, amen. Wake up this morning with good health, amen. With a reasonable portion of that's enough to make you just say amen. All that crown of life could be Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. That is that mansion, that heaven that we're talking about. And we're not talking about that Jax commercial neither. We're talking about that heaven over the book of Revelation that we talked about. Amen. Just being with Jesus. Amen. That we know because of the wages of sin, the death, the gift of God, eternal life. We know that we're going to get it. Amen. If we endure temptation, when we're tried, amen, because we're not double-minded, or because we're not wavering. See, I tell people all the time, we're free moral agents, we're creatures of charge, right? You can do what you want to do, but don't play with God. Don't mock God, amen. See, stand up on the word, amen. See, put on the whole armor of God, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So you receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised. And I gave you some of those scriptures the other day in relationship to that word promise, amen. And I want to look at them if we can a little bit today. Let's begin by going to 1 Peter 5:4. We're not going to look at all of them, but we'll look at a few of them, amen. 1 Peter 5:4, and I hope that you have looked at them, all right, in relationship to understanding. You'll see what we're talking about here, 1 Peter 5:4. If you're down, right by 1 Peter 5:4, you might want to write 2 Timothy 4:8 as we cross-reference these things and write promise right in your Bible. Because see, when you study in your Bible, when you see that word promise, amen, you think about that promise that was promised to us who endure temptation when we are tried, right? See, based upon that crown of life that we're going to receive. That's the immutability of God. God can't lie, amen. See, sometimes I wake up moody. Sometimes my wife said, good morning. I said, what good about it? You know, sometimes she had to shake me and say, get your head back on, boy. You understand what I'm saying? It just lies. We just wake up that way. Some day we have good days, some day we have bad. It's just life. Even though the word of God at that 1 Corinthians 6:19, sometimes the weight of the word sometimes weighs down, amen. And sometimes through self-examination of 2 Corinthians 13:5, we have to stand still and regroup, don't we? To get our mindset back straight, don't we? See, just get our mindset. So reading your Bible, that's your Bible, amen. See, Brother Frazier was laughing with me about all the Bibles you go through and you tear up. You know, when you get one right, then it starts falling apart, don't it? All the pages start falling apart, ain't it? All the back fall off, or the binding comes off, amen? See, that's good, ain't it? I got 2 or 3 downstairs in my office at home, and I go, and sometimes they so precious, I got some good scriptures in there, amen? And then I try to break it, and now I bought me a brand new one the other day, and it just don't feel right. You understand? I use it, but sometimes I can't turn the pages right. But so write in your Bible, amen. That's your Bible, amen. Make notes in that Bible. A lot of times when you see the word us, I say write your name in there. Make it personal, amen. Because that's what it is, amen. It's a personal relationship that we are building in Christ Jesus, amen. That's the reason why you're here. You're here to mature, amen. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to exercise your spiritual, mindset. So let's write that down in relationship to what we're seeing. Okay, 1 Peter 5:4. Okay, 5:4, that's where we are. Here he talks about when the chief shepherd, and by the word chief shepherd, just write Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18, Christ is the head of the church, amen. See, we need to always keep that in mind. See, brother, these are little things we forget, right? See, ain't it wonderful we ain't got to worry about no men in red shoes? We ain't got to worry about no smoke coming out Tuesday to decide who's going to lead us. This was preordained before the foundation of the world, amen? Am I right? See, it was predestined, amen? Ephesians 3:10, amen? The manifold wisdom of God, amen? So when I see things like that, I like remind us that Jesus, the head of our church, amen? Our headquarters in heaven, amen? We ain't got no earthly headquarters, amen. See, when you say we're a sheep shepherd, Christ is the head of the church, amen. In relationship, you go back to verse 1, he talks about this here too. I mean, verse 1, he talked about the elders which are among you and exalt who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Hey, you know what? That verse right there denounced that Peter was the first pope. You know why? Because number 1, priests can't marry, popes can't marry, or Peter weren't married to be an elder, right? It had to be the husband, how many wives? One wife, amen. Am I right? So that read down, denounced that. I just thought I'd drop that by in case you missed it, amen. Amen, because God's word is right, amen. Amen. Either flee the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by fear of the lust, but of a ready mind. Underline the word ready mind. Our mind need to be ready, 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 ready for that roaring lion. See, seeking whom he may what? Devour. We in this world, but we're not of this world. But you always must have a ready mind. Amen. That's the reason why you can't put enough spirituality in the tank. If we had to come to church every day, it wouldn't be enough. Amen. In order to keep our mind ready for the things of the world. See, we're in this world. You got to have a ready mind. See, I tell you all the time, don't let nobody control your spirituality. Don't let no preacher preach up you and you take it for a grain of salt. Just because he said it right, you better go check it out. Amen. Even me too, you better go check it out. You better go test it. You better go prove it. Because you don't let nobody control your spirituality. We are free moral agents. You control your own mindset through study. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15. So many times people say, well, this brother said it, this brother said it. Well, that brother's not authoritative. The only thing authoritative is the word. Amen. That's the only thing gonna stand up in the end. John 12:48. So what I'm saying is, brother, ready mind. Underline the word ready mind. See, the problem with the church, the reason why so much going on in the church, people don't study to have a ready mind. Right? And when people don't study to have a ready mind, see, they're not gonna be able to endure temptations when they are tried. Because nothing from nothing equal what? Nothing. You don't ever put nothing in, amen, you ain't going to get nothing out. Am I right? That's the reason why I say husband and wives. See, you study together so both your minds can be compatible spirituality. Because you're looking at the same book, right? You study from the same word, am I right? You're not brainwashing her. She's not brainwashing you. The word of God is giving you a ready mind, amen. Amen. Because, see, there are going to be some times when decisions have to be made. And that man gonna have to stand up, amen. Because he's the head. And one of the biggest problems, and I'm not prejudiced when I say this, that within the black community, you don't have male leadership. Now, that's the difference between male leadership and spiritual leadership. I'm talking about male spiritual leadership, right? Within the home, amen, in order to make the home what it needs to be, amen, so that you won't be double-minded, so you won't be wavering. Amen. A man should be able to stand up if he's backed by God's word, and that woman should back him because she is submissive to her husband. Ephesians 5, am I right? Am I right? And we lack that in our homes, amen, because our minds are not ready. Now, he might be ready. What good he ready and she ain't ready? Y'all with me? Now, let me go on this side. What good is she ready? He ain't ready. So y'all think I'm not being partial. Amen. See, it's universal. Amen. See, that ready mind. See, that's what we're trying to say. See, if you don't do that, see, you can't. Christ's not going to be your sheep shepherd. Because we're seeing that God is not. Amen. Go ahead, brother. All right. That's right. That's right. 1 Peter 3:15, go back and look at it right quick. Back up right quick. All right. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify, right? John 17:17, by that. Sanctify means set apart. Amen. From darkness to the marvelous light. Sanctify that word is what? Truth. John 17:17, am I right? Somebody said, y'all sanctify, we show here. Now, they don't understand that. Because their idea or definition of sanctification is different than what the Bible is. But we know to be sanctified means set apart. We're all supposed to be set apart. See, if you ain't set apart from darkness and light, your worship is in vain. Amen. Same thing, brethren. If brethren do not make spiritual decisions that would not tolerate sin, in the camp, it would violate all of our worship, 2 John 9. Right? Because we can't tolerate sin from nobody. Amen? See, no, nobody. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your minds, hearts, minds. See, that's that study. See, that's that study. That's that preparation. That's that ready of mind. See, I say all the time, brethren, that any day goes by whereby we don't put nothing in, it's a wasteful day. I don't care how much money you made. I don't care how prosperous you were. What good, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? See, every day, the thing that needs to be measured is spiritual growth. Because spiritual growth is going to take care of everything else. See, spiritual growth mindset is what Jesus says, my God shall supply all of your needs. We can do all things through Christ. All things work out together for good. See, once you get that mindset, once you sanctify the Lord in your heart, that simply means Matthew 6:33, you seek ye first the kingdom of God. Right? That's what that means. God's first in your life. Nothing else. I love my wife, but she's second. God first. Amen. Am I right? And I don't mean that derogatory. I mean it in a truthful way. And she know that. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? See, my wife would disrespect me if she say, let's don't go to church this morning. Or I'm late. Because of readiness of mind and our yokeness together, she understands the word enough to know that's the right thing to do. You understand what I'm saying? But see, in order for it to happen, you got to be sanctified. See, you got to be set apart. You both got to be set apart. See, one can't and one not, because you're not, you're going to have a conflict. You remember that marriage seminar, we're talking about that conflict, that roadblock? That roadblock would block truth. The seed can't penetrate, Luke 8:11. The seed can't penetrate. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of good. Ain't no good, Romans 10:17. Amen. Because, you know, men like David, y'all remember David? So a lot of men fail because of sweetness. And I use that word sweetness, women, and no disrespect. Because the woman is one of the best things God made, amen. I thank God I got a good one, amen. Am I right? And I got a good one. Look at her back there. She waved the flag. Terry, she waved the flag. She said, move on. Hey, Brother Hampton, on the left-hand side. That's the thing. Ask Terry about that flag. Well, let's go back to God's word. He said, but sanctify the Lord in your heart and be always ready. Be always ready. You know, I told that man, told me to take him off the mental list. Guess what? We had a conversation that put me back on. You know why? Because when we met in person and we talked about it, I didn't back down. You know what I told him? You know what the issue with him was? That all he got on music. He didn't like that all. He said, well, Al, in case for me and you to be friends, we just don't need to talk about Bible. I said, we can be friends. You can do what you want to do. But I do want to ask you one question. He said, what? I said, take my Bible. Oh, you got one? He said, yeah, I got one. Go get it. I said, show me in your Bible what you believe to be right. You know what? He couldn't do it. He said, can you? I said, can I? I said, sit down. I started Matthew 26 and we walked. Matter of fact, I came prepared. I brought a sheet that we used from last week's study, and I had him, go through the process of writing. He said, you know what the fine word were? Well, I just never thought of it about that way. I said, I knew that was the problem. You had never heard it before. And the word is like a two-edged sword. You had been cut, and you didn't like it. And that mindset, he said, well, I don't have to take this. So take me off. So we got to do, put me back on. Now, 3 months from now, he may get something else. Because I ain't backing off. Amen. I'm going to keep on sending them. Amen. You may get that same one on music 6 months from now. Amen. Repetitiously. Amen. Because that's what the world needs, truth. We don't need compromise. You can't get ready minds. Amen. See, you can't be sanctified in the Lord. You can't be sanctified in the Lord and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear if your mind not ready. And again, I say this here. When I see so much going on in the church today, and man, the church is a mess. Well, the people, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for, you're right, people. Ain't nothing wrong with the church. That right? That's what I love about this church. See, y'all ain't afraid to correct me. Thank you, brother. And it's going to get worse if preachers don't stand up and preach truth out of fear. See, it's not about money. See, a lot of times we train these preachers to want this to be a profession, want to be paid, and money supersedes truth. It's not about that. Amen? Because they stand up and preach truth, they fear they may get fired. It ain't about that. Amen? And that's the point that we need to understand. Okay, 1 Peter 5:4. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4:8 right quick. I'm going to hit a couple more, and then we're going to go on because we'll run out of time. 2 Timothy 4:8. Did I get y'all all of them the other day? All right, henceforth, 2 Timothy 4:8. If you're there, mark 1 Corinthians 9:25. Those three we are covered. 1 Peter 5:4, 2 Timothy 4:8, and 1 Corinthians 9:25. But look at 2 Timothy 4:8. Look what he says here. First of all, Paul said in verse 7, I fought a good fight. See? Don't sound like you're double-minded, do you? Don't sound like you're wavering, do you? All right? He said, I fought a good fight, and I finished my course. And I've kept the faith. I don't like the word the faith. The faith simplified Ephesians 4:1 faith. And definitely all of us are about the faith. The glass, one pair of glass. The faith, one church. As we endeavor to keep the unity, spirit, and the bond of peace. Then verse 8, he said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, see, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them, underline the word them, and write the church, amen, also that love his appearing. All right, see. Then let's go over here to 1 Corinthians 9:25. Y'all see what I'm saying? 1 Corinthians 9:25, then we'll go back to James. Move on a little further. Start of verse 24. Read the whole chapter if you get a chance, but for time's sake, know 1 John 5:13, that mindset you should know. That ready mind you should know, right? See, to be able to sanctify the Lord, you should know. Should know the word, right? Should be a growing process, amen. See, what we're doing, we're growing, right? When you leave here, you're gonna measure your spiritual growth, right? See, know. Ye not that they which run in a race run all. Underline the word all. See, James 4:17 said to him to know to do good and do it not to him is a sin. See, you do it all because you know. See, because you know, you do it all. You don't do some, you do it all. Amen. See, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, you do it all. Be not conformed, but be transformed. You do it all. You understand what I'm saying? See, you do it all. So by the word no, just tie that all in there. But one receiveth the prize, that's that crown of life, right? So run that you may obtain. You see what I'm saying? So you know, right, that you're going to do all right in order to obtain. Those three powerful words, amen. What did it profit a man to gain the whole world, lose his soul? Luke 16, to wake up in hell, I mean, it don't make sense. And be a Christian, amen. See, because you should know. See, you should know. You should perfect. You should grow. You should mature. See, that's what you're doing now. See, you're maturing. You're perfecting. See, so you can know. So you can run. See, so you can run. So you can run that race. And you don't want part of it. You want to run the whole race, right? You don't want to quit, but you want to run the whole race. See, a lot of times, because we don't know, we quit. Don't we? See, because we don't know, when that things get in the way. See, go to Galatians right quick. Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you a scripture. I use the scripture all the time. Paul talked about this over in Galatians. See, Galatians 5:7. See, in Galatians 5:7, see, Paul said, you did run well. Right? Now, you remember I tell you all the time, that's a reason for everything that we do, right? We don't do things without reason, right? Whether right or whether wrong. For everything we do, right, there's a reason behind it, amen. For people not to be in Bible class, it's a reason for not being here, right? This is not here, right? It got to be a reason, right? Right? Only you know it, right? I know it, right? Am I right? So you go back and look at your life. And I do sometimes. And I look at the thing that I've done in the past before being born again. And I look at it and tell the truth about it. And I can tell you exactly why I did it. I really can. Me and my wife were laughing all day. And see, some of you Christians who've been so good all your life ain't never done nothing. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. See, I can remember some Friday night, Brother Hampton, have money in my pocket, waking up on Saturday, don't know where I went to. Sin just ate it all up. Amen. Now you go back and look at it, and I did the other day. She laughed at it. We both laughed at it. But not only did I laugh, but I got me a piece of paper. I said, what happened to my money? That'd been 35 years ago. But I know what happened to it. And I tell you in private if you want to know. Amen. But everything we do, that's a reason. The problem is that we don't want to know the reason. We don't want to face the truth. It's the same thing about children. Your children can be bad. Everybody can know your children bad but you. But it's a reason why they act the way they act. It's a reason why the world is the condition that's in. It's called sin. Ain't got nothing to do with no fiscal cliff. Ain't got nothing to do with Congress and the Senate and the President. It's sin, brother. Sin has got this nation in the condition that's in today. Amen. Now they can talk all they want to. They can debate all they want to. But the bottom line is what you sow is what you reap. Sow toward the flesh, damnation. Sow toward the spirit, everlasting life. And ain't but two ways you can go, right or wrong. Right? But that mindset, brother, and that's here, knowing, amen, that mindset to know. So it said here, you run well, right? You run well. Where we at? Okay. You did run well. All right. Who, underline that word who, and that's a big who, did hinder you. See, what stopped you from running all of that race so you couldn't obtain. Right? Because see, that's what we're doing. We're running a race to receive the crown of life, right? See, that's the reason why he said perfect and mature. See, blessed is the man who endureth temptation. See, when he's tried. See, you got to learn how to endure. You got to learn how not to be double-minded. You got to learn how to be wavering. Remember, I gave you those words, and I told you to go back and look at those words. See, we live in a world today, we don't need strong concordance, man. We got iPads and phones. And you just Google anything. Bro, you remember I sent you that word yesterday? I ain't getting no responses. All right? I said, you understand that word? All right? And I just Googled it. See, with my iPad, And I got definitions this long. Even say the Greek word. But we live in a world like that. See, that's how you have a riddle of mind. So you go back and look at it. See, I'm just going to give you the surface. Now you owe it to the rest of yourself to get the rest. Right? See, so you can know, so you can run where. Because you don't want no who or what to stop you from running your way. Because what it says here, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And see, there are hindrances in our life that are there, and because we don't have that mindset, we can't do nothing about them. It's like Church of Christ here in Birmingham going to say they're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. It's going to be a bam, bam, boom, 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 boom. And everybody going to say, man, we had good worship. How can you have good worship if it was not in spirit and in truth? Amen. People want to argue. The arguments of women keeping silence. They want to argue about the concept when the whole church come together. Understand what worship is. They want to argue with you. And somebody told me that day, said, you still up with old allies? He against everything. I mean, why you want to talk about me for? I didn't write it. I'm just obeying it, amen. But you know what, brother? When they talk about it, you validate it. They know you're doing something right, am I right? Am I right? So I like that, amen. I said, thank you. Amen. As far as being a light bearer, amen. Who did hinder you? See, and when you do that, because you just don't know. And when you don't know, you can't run the race, all of it. If you don't run all of the race, you ain't going to obtain. True or false? Am I right? Y'all see that? Mark that one. Then go back to what we're saying, verse 25, back over to 1 Corinthians 9, 25. He said that every man, and that word is used generically, that strives for the mastery, that's the best you can be, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. See, that word mastery is things of the world. A lot of times we're shooting for the wrong thing, ain't we? Amen. See, somebody say, well, I'm gonna go there. Y'all with me? So let's go back to James. Does that make sense? Amen. So, with that being said, he said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for he's tried. All right, he that. And I did give you that word, has been approved, the D-O-K-I-M-O-S. Y'all get that down? In relationship to what that word means. Has been approved, the literally have become approved. See, you successfully passed the test. What that word mean, but I'll give it to you one more time in case you didn't get it. The Greek word there is D-O-K-I-M-O-S. D-O-K-I-M-O-S. See, when he has tried, when he has passed the test, we had been approved. See, we had accomplished successfully. D-O-K-I-M-O-S, and the second word is G-E-N-O-M-E-N-O-S. That's G-E-N-O-M-E-N-O-S, all right? In relationship, for when he has been approved, he shall receive a crown of life, okay? And that's what that literally means there, all right? All right, so go back. He shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them, that word them right there, us, church, right, that love him. And you know we're talking about 1 John 5, 1, right? To love, to be born again is to love God. To be born again is to love God when you keep his commandments, right? Don't say you just love God and you don't keep his what? See, to love God means you will keep his commandments, right? See, that's the key word there. Then verse 13, let no man say we are tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither he tempted any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, we're probably not going to have time to go over this in full, but we talked about this briefly the other day with this chart. Y'all still got the sheet, right? I gave you a sheet, the same sheet. If you don't have it, let me know. I'll give you one. You need to put it in your book. Okay, temptation includes two elements, desire, lust. That's a strong desire for something. Entice is an opportunity and encouragement to satisfy that desire. That is, temptation is you have to have a formula equal desire plus opportunity. That is desire for something. See, something of the world. That's what that word desire means in relationship to the first stage of temptation, James 1:14. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was all in our points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 2:18 talks about, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is secure. That is, he help or aid us, them that are tempted. That is, because we know, right? Because we study, right? God, through the power of God's word, give us the thing that we need in order to be able to endure temptation. But to be able to endure it, you got to have the scripture ability, the knowledge there, or that ready of mind, in order to be able to avoid this here in your life. Because all of us, in a sense, have desire. Right? But we just learn how to control desire. We don't let desire control us. Then when opportunity prevails, because of the power of the word of God, we let the word of God knock that out. Amen. In relationship, see, to doing what's right. That we read the Bible talking about, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Turn not, tell you not, handle not. In relationship to the things that we need to do. See, like I say all the time, I hear a lot of y'all say, my best friend. See, my best friend can't be the world. Because see, what they do, I don't do. See, a lot of y'all say, my bestie is my best friend. Well, that's not my best friend. See, they don't have the same mindset that I have. I'm not being ugly. I'm just avoiding all appearances because the devil's a ruined line. Amen. Seeking who we made it about. And what the devil's going to do, the devil's going to take everything he can to make this work. If he gets this work here, he's going to put opportunity there. He's going to put it there. Because you're going to be somewhere you ain't got no business being. You're going to be with somebody you ain't got no business being with. It's just life. See, and those are decisions that you're going to have to make in relationship to being able to deal with that. You got to understand what enticement means. You got to understand what desire. Because a lot of time, your job could be a hindrance to your spirituality. And you don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Because you throw some scripture on me. Well, brother, lie. A man said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. Well, what does it profit you? Think about this. What does it profit you if that job is causing you to lose your soul? What good? You coming home mad every day. I mean, you're kicking the dog. You don't want to go in the morning. You hate going. Your mindset just messed up. Well, the seed can't penetrate. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You there's always confusion. You got haters there. You trying to do the right thing, haters try to knock you back. Your supervisor don't like you. That may be people trying to take your job. And you have to fight to keep your job. I'm just trying to paint a picture. See, you keep putting in the temple, Colossians 1 Corinthians 6:19, but the world just continues throwing at you. Is it worth it? Or it can violate communion. It can violate worshiping God in spirit and truth. It can violate you not being, when the whole church come together in one place to worship God, to do the five acts of worship. That could be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go quit your job. Because you're going to say, you didn't want to work anyway. Brother Law said, quit my job. I ain't say that. Amen. I'm just holding on myself. Amen. By the grace of God, am I right? but see, that desire and the opportunity. See, you got to see both of them. You with me? And that's what he's saying here. That's what he's saying here in verse number 14. Look what he says in 14. He said, but every man attempted, see, when he, see, that word make it personal, is drawn. See, what's the question? What draw you? Amen. See, that's the thing we need to understand. What draw you? Am I right? Paul prayed to God, asked him to remove the thorns of the flesh, didn't he? He came back and told him, my grace is what? Sufficient. See, what we don't do, we don't know what the drawing power is. If you don't know what the drawing power is, how are you going to what? Solve the problem. Am I right? And we all got problems. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Your problem, not my problem. Amen. Sometimes husband and wife have separate problems. Amen. But you train together to solve the problem. Amen. Amen. Drawn away of his own. I know that word own. I didn't do it. You did it. See, I don't know your desire. Only you know your desire. Amen. So all you can do is your own desire. Then when because you fail to know what draw you or what your lust is, then you enticed. Amen. And it shouldn't be. Amen. Because see, we all got problems. Amen. All you got to do just, I got me a pad. And I just write things down. You know, I like to write things down. I like to see them. I like to see them. I like to, when I'm tested, see, I like to write down those tests. The reason why I write them down so I can see them. I'm a creature of a seeing thing. And when I see it and I know it in my mind, I say, that's how I can deal with it. And I come back upstairs, me and my wife will talk about it. And we'll share about it. And we'll pray about it. Amen. Because she's my helpmate, amen. She's to help me. You know, I told you this story a long time ago when I started singing that song, Babyface. Whatever you want. And I kept singing it. She didn't say nothing. Oh, I got the whoop-a-pit. Now, y'all like y'all ain't never heard that neither, but that's all right. And finally, about the week, she came to me. She said, what's wrong with you? Why you keep singing that song? I said, I'm not going to tell you the language. She didn't cuss. But she said, Blake, what's wrong with you? Amen. And she almost did everything but shook me. And I said, you right. You right. What you say it is? Oh, shaking baby syndrome. Shaking. Anyway. But I had to come to my senses, am I right? See, and that's what we're supposed to do, amen, in relationship to understand. So next week we'll pick back up on that. We're out of time. 10:30. Boy, I wish I had more time, but I don't. I'm having such a good time. We'll pick back up, okay? All right, let's pray together.